President Trump is receiving an experimental antibody cocktail from Regeneron Pharmaceuticals as part of his treatment for COVID-19. And so far, his doctors say he's showing no symptoms. We wanted to know more about these treatments and whether the millions of Americans suffering from COVID-19 will at some point have access to them. To talk more about this, we have with us Casey Ross with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Hi, Casey.
Hi, how are you, Tanya?
I am well, thank you. So we've been hearing quite a bit about the drugs in the antibody cocktail the president is receiving. Can you remind us what it is and what these drugs do?
Yeah, so this is a cocktail of monoclonal antibodies. And monoclonal antibodies are essentially antibodies that are naturally produced by the body to fight the virus that have been genetically engineered into new medicines. So they sort of help your body stimulate an immune response to fight off a virus like COVID-19.
Okay. And what is the price tag of something like this?
We don't really know that yet because it's still undergoing clinical trials. The company earlier this year had reached an agreement with the federal government in which the government would pay about $450 million for up to 1.6 million doses. But the actual price is sort of yet to be determined because the true benefit provided by the drug has not been fully established yet.
Mm-hmm. And I want to point out that Trump was among fewer than 10 people who have gotten access to Regeneron's antibody cocktail through a compassionate use program. Other high-profile individuals have had frequent access to treatment with fast turnaround results. How does the company prioritize who should get the drug?
The process for making these decisions is not necessarily, you know, based on merit or clinical criteria. Among those 10 people who have gotten access, in addition to the president, we don't know who they are. It's likely that, you know, there might be some more names on that list that we've heard before.
You spoke with an infectious disease specialist at Boston Medical Center who said the most heartbreaking thing about this virus is that a significant portion of people are being decimated by this disease because they don't have access to health care. Could the president's treatment choices influence clinical trials of all COVID-19 medicines in terms of who gets access to treatment?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of concern right now about sort of protecting the integrity of clinical trials and ensuring, equal access. If treatments start being granted on any kind of widespread basis outside of trials, it potentially undermines the scientific process used to objectively examine safety and efficacy. It could also reduce the supply of patients willing to enroll in trials if you know that the access to the drug is being granted outside the trial. There's, quite a few concerns about making sure that the trial process to evaluate these drugs remains sacrosanct and also accessible to everybody.
Another highlight in your reporting, we've also seen many of those in Trump's circle, like Chris Christie, voluntarily check themselves in the hospital as a precaution. But most people during a crisis like this have not been able to do that, right?
Yeah, you don't usually, if you're you or I or, the other hundreds of millions of ordinary citizens in the United States, you don't dial up your local hospital and say, hey, I'm going to come in now. That's not how this process works. Instead, most patients have to play a very stressful waiting game with this virus. They have to sort of stay at home, isolate, and determine, whether they're experiencing symptoms that could warrant admission to the hospital. What I think the doctor I talked to at Boston Medical Center is seeing is a lot of people try to ride it out, and we're seeing a lot of people that are dying, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. The president has been promising a vaccine before the November election. There's this back and forth with the FDA. But what does this mean for Regeneron and the possibility that an antibody cocktail could be available sooner than a vaccine?
Well, from a financial standpoint, for the company itself, it's a big positive. I mean, I think all along over these recent months, these kind of monoclonal antibodies have been seen as a possible bridge to a vaccine. But there was a lot of concern that this was a short window, because if the vaccine comes up, then, you know, maybe there's going to be less sort of demand to have this kind of a treatment available. But I think now we're seeing, as vaccine may be still a few months away, you know, that bridge is definitely there. And if they can prove that this has a real benefit, then the uptake of this cocktail is going to be substantial.
That's Casey Ross with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Casey, thank you.
Happy to be with you. Thanks for having me.